This community update was brought to you by U-Radio.
Recognizing that the important work that ECs do every day sets the trajectory of development for children for years to come.
That was Jody Kell, Executive Director of the Manitoba Child Care Association.
Why not invest in the early years?
Early learning and child care have always been important, but the conversation has grown in urgency. Nearly everyone relies on or knows someone who relies on childcare, as Kell explains.
So although you may not have children, or my child has aged out of childcare, if I can't access other services in Manitoba, if I can't go see my doctor, healthcare, education, because those professionals need access to childcare, then it does impact my life as well.
Manitoba's 2023 launch of $10 a day childcare has helped more families afford services. But while the province has committed to 23,000 new spaces, demand still outpaces availability. Shailen Wogmuth, president of the South Osborne Child Care Coalition, highlights the growing problem.
One of the child care centers in the neighborhood, Riverview Montessori, they have approximately 175 to 200 children on their waiting list. And then Riverview Ashland Child Care Center, they have over 500 children on their waiting list for their programs. That's for their regular child care program. And then they have a forest nursery school program that they just opened last year. And that program itself has 180 children on the waiting list.
To tackle these shortages, the coalition proposed repurposing vacant classrooms in Winnipeg School Division buildings, like Ashland School, where four rooms now sit mostly unused. Riverview Montessori, already housed there, occupies about half the building. The coalition suggests these rooms could be converted with minor renovations funded by government grants.
So within those four classrooms, ideally what type of renovations would take place would be putting in like a bathroom and sink and small kitchenette facilities into those rooms. It would just make it a lot easier from a childcare perspective for the children to use the bathroom facilities without the educator having to take a group of eight children at one time down the hallway to all use the washroom and then go back to the classrooms.
They're also considering adding portable units to the property to support infant care, which requires specific fire safety upgrades that are difficult to implement in older buildings. U Multicultural followed up with the Winnipeg School Division and got a response from Secretary Treasurer Clayton Bodkin. This quote was read by U Multicultural's Yulia Kovalenko.
We appreciate the South Osborne Child Care Coalition's advocacy and support their vision of more child care spaces in the community. This process involves a thorough assessment of the Ashland School building to ensure all necessary safety and operational standards are upheld. As part of this work, we are also collaborating with our partners at the Department of Education and Early Childhood Learning to explore solutions that will help increase child care availability in the area. At this time, there are no further updates to share, but we will share updates with the South Osborne Child Care Coalition as the process continues.
Kell applauds such partnerships, noting that progress on capacity can't happen overnight. But she stresses that adding spaces is only one part of a broader challenge. She says the childcare system must stand on three pillars: affordability, accessibility, and quality. While $10 a day care and space expansion help affordability and access, quality hinges on a strong workforce. On May 23, 2025, at the Manitoba Child Care Association's 47th annual conference, the province announced a new wage grid for early childcare educators, boosting pay by up to $5 an hour. Kell says the room erupted with cheers and tears.
I said this to other reporters, I'll say it again. There was electricity in that room. There was cheers and there was tears. And one member came up to me and she said, I screamed so loudly that the person next to me, their Apple Watch thought that they had fallen over. So I mean, just to put it sort of in context of how wonderful, exciting that was.
This wage boost follows 18 years of advocacy and lines with the Manitoba Child Care Association's salary guideline scale. Kell says the competitive wages will stabilize the sector by reducing burnout and attracting new workers. Ensuring long-term success will require sustained investment and policy. Bill C-35, passed unanimously in the House of Commons, enshrines early learning and care as a federal priority. Manitoba has also signed a $1.2 billion agreement with the federal government, extended to 2031 with another $1.9 billion in funding.
The child is at the center of this, Ryan. It's the inherent right of every child to have access to a high-quality program, whether they need it Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or just a nursery school program because their needs are different for their families. We want children at the center. We want to support children and understand that without the children at the focus, that really is a pivotal of ensuring the success of the system. If we keep our focus on that, we will get it right for Manitoba children and families.
Progress is slow, but ongoing. The Manitoba Child Care Association is finalizing a report from a probe research study involving parents and business leaders to understand perceptions of Manitoba's evolving child care landscape. The last such survey was done in 2016. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.